This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and it's that time of the day again for Popek Popek Parliament, where we go through the highlights from the Dewan Rakyat.
So the proceedings began today with a stern warning from Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun to all MPs against uttering statements that are seditious, racist, rude and sexist. This came after a meeting he had with party whips yesterday to discuss the issue. Here is the speaker.
Kesemua whip parti tersebut telah sebulat suara memperbaharui komitmen mereka untuk mempertahankan peraturan-peraturan Majlis Mesyuarat Dewan Rakyat dalam memastikan perkataan berbau hasutan, rasis, biadab dan seksis tidak digunakan oleh ahli-ahli yang berhormat. Saya dan timbalan-timbalan yang dipertua akan mengambil tindakan berlandaskan peraturan-peraturan Majlis Mesyuarat Dewan Rakyat sekiranya perkataan-perkataan yang dimaksudkan tadi masih disebut selepas ini oleh ahli-ahli yang berhormat di dalam Dewan yang mulia ini. Di kesempatan ini juga saya ingin mengingatkan Yang Berhormat dan diri saya sendiri bahawa keberadaan kita di dalam Dewan ini membawa satu tanggungjawab yang amat berat, iaitu harapan rakyat kepada kita semua.
That was Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun warning all MPs that action will be taken if seditious, racist and sexist remarks continue to be made.
Moving on, the first question of the day was directed at Finance Minister Tunku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tunku Abdul Aziz on the status of Prihatin and Penjana economic the economic stimulus programs. Pontian MP Datuk Sri Ahmad Maslan asked if the government would extend the loan moratorium beyond September. The minister replied that the government hasn't made a final decision on the issue, but they're having ongoing decisions with banks to come up with a more targeted approach to help borrowers restructure their loans.
So in the meantime, the government advises the public to contact their respective banks and the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency, or the AKPK, to discuss possible options for loan repayment. Here's the minister.
Penangguhan pembayaran balik ni, moratorium ni, adalah untuk 6 bulan. Sehinggalah bulan September 2020. Jumlahnya yang diperuntukkan ialah lebih kurang 100 bilion ringgit. Moratorium ni, seperti saya sebut, berakhir pada akhir bulan September. Dengan pembukaan ekonomi pada 4 bulan Mei, rakyat dan perniagaan juga mula menjana pendapatan dan ada yang sudah boleh membayar semula pinjaman. Jadi langkah seterusnya setelah berbincang, masih lagi berbincang dengan bank-bank tempatan, ialah untuk membuat pertolongan secara lebih bersasar. Ya. Satu contoh atau ialah memanjangkan tempoh bayaran sekaligus mengurangkan ansuran bulanan. Satu lagi contoh ialah mengubah terma dan syarat serta mengurangkan kadar faedah, memberi pelepasan juga lain sehingga peminjam stabil. Tapi buat masa ini, kita mengharapkan peminjam semua dengan izin meet the banks, jumpa dengan bank dan mendapatkan bantuan daripada APKP dan juga SPPK, iaitu Skim Penyelesaian Pinjaman Kecil.
And on that note, let us know your thoughts. Should the government extend the loan moratorium? You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Our lines are also open, so you can call us at 777-332-900.
Now, on a side note, the finance minister also clarified that there were some inaccuracies in Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's speech yesterday when he talked about the financial aid disbursed to the public. Specifically, the cash handouts to public transport and e-hailing drivers, as well as the wage subsidy scheme. Here's the minister.
Mengenai nombor-nombor yang dipetik tadi daripada ucapan Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri, ada nombor yang kurang tepat. Ya? Jadi saya percaya kebetulan akan diumumkan ya, oleh pejabat Perdana Menteri.
That was Finance Minister Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz. So after that, he went on to correct the errors, which were essentially inflated figures of the number of recipients of financial aid from the government.
There were also some updates regarding the Johor Bahru-Singapore Rapid Transit System, or the RTS. As context, the project was approved in 2018, but it had been deferred for review under the Pakatan Harapan government. Transport Minister Dato' Sri Wika Siong told the Dewan Rakyat today that discussions between the Malaysian and Singaporean governments have just concluded. The signing ceremony between the two countries is scheduled to happen on the 30th of July. Construction will commence in January next year, and the RTS is expected to be in operation by the end of 2026.
Sukacita dimaklumkan dalam Dewan Yang Mulia ini bahawa perjanjian bilateral, perjanjian konsesi dan perjanjian usahasama JV OPCO serta perbincangan dua hala berkaitan dengan pembangunan projek RTS Link baru sahaja dimuktamadkan oleh Kerajaan Malaysia dan Kerajaan Singapura. Untuk makluman Dewan Yang Mulia ini juga, bahawa Majlis Pemeteraian ketiga-tiga perjanjian antara Malaysia dan Singapura telah dijadualkan pada 30 Julai 2020 bertempat di Tambak, Johor, dan ianya akan disaksikan oleh Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri Malaysia dan Perdana Menteri Singapura. Pembinaan RTS Link ini akan berjalan dalam dua fasa, iaitu dari awal tahun 2021 hingga hujung tahun 2024, fasa pembinaan atau fasa pembangunan pembinaan struktur sivil, manakala dari awal 2025 hingga hujung tahun 2026 merupakan fasa pembinaan seperti pembinaan sistem seperti signaling, rolling stock, telekomunikasi, pentauliahan dan juga pengujian sistem.
That was Transport Minister Dato' Sri Wika Siong. So there was also a question today on the Klang Valley's water tariff and whether or not it will be raised after the Langat 2 water treatment plant is handed over to Pengurusan Air Selangor. Water and Environment Minister Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man assured the MPs that water tariffs will not be increased for the time being as people are still reeling from the economic effects of the pandemic.
Saya ingin beri jaminan dan Dewan Yang Mulia ini bahawa sebarang semakan tarif air di seluruh negara, ya, termasuk Selangor, Ialah Persekutuan, Kuala Lumpur, Labuan dan sebagainya akan diambil kira soal pelbagai pihak yang terlibat dalam pengurusan air dan pihak Suruhanjaya Perkhidmatan Air Negara sebagai badan kawaslia industri air negara akan melakukan perundingan perbincangan. Walau bagaimanapun, saya ingin tegaskan bahawa dalam situasi rakyat berdepan dengan bebanan ekonomi yang teruk, pandemik COVID-19 yang masih belum selesai, tekanan bebanan hidup, saya ingin beri jaminan Dewan Mulia ini, kerajaan tidak akan menaikkan tarif air dalam situasi rakyat masih terbeban ini.
That was Water and Environment Minister Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man. After this, we're crossing over to Lee Shin Ying from BFM's news desk. She's our reporter on the ground today in Parliament, and she'll be bringing us more updates. So stay tuned for that. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
Hi folks, it's 6:16 and you're with Hezrel and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. So earlier we covered several issues that were brought up in the Dewan Rakyat sitting today. One of them was on the Johor Bahru-Singapore Rapid Transit System, or the RTS. Transport Minister Dato' Sri Wika Siong held a press conference to comment further on that. So we're crossing over now to Lee Shin Ying of BFM's news desk for more details. Thanks for joining us, Shin Ying. What did you get from the press conference?
Hello, Hezrel and Kelvin. So one of the questions asked to the minister was regarding the cost of building the RTS. The project was originally estimated to cost around 3.16 billion ringgit, but the minister said that it will take an additional 500 million or more to build. due to the relocation of the depot from Mandai in Singapore to Johor Bahru. Here's the minister himself.
RTS is around 3.2 billion, but you have to take into consideration the depot for the maintenance. That you may not think it is part of the RTS, but that served the purpose of RTS. As what the previous government said, you know, 3.16 or 3.2. And then at that time, they have not even taken into consideration the depot, which have been shifted to Wariana. I mean, the cost that involved.
That was Transport Minister Dr. Srivika Seong. Do you have anything else for us, Shin-Ying?
So the Home Minister, Dr. Sri Hamza Zainuddin, also spoke to the press today about chairing a meeting that looked into legal and enforcement issues surrounding illicit drugs. He said that a new law will be drafted to increase the effectiveness of drugs rehabilitation services, in particular the Drug Dependence Treatment and Rehabilitation Act 1983, will be replaced with the Drugs and Substance Abuse Act 2020. Here's the minister.
Jawatankuasa ini juga bersetuju dengan syur kertas pertimbangan untuk menggubal akta baru yang dikenali sebagai Akta Penyalahgunaan Dadah dan Substance 2020 bagi menggantikan Akta Penagih Dadah Rawatan dan Pemulihan 1983, Akta 283. Akta baru ini digubal untuk meningkatkan keberkesanan dalam pemberian perkhidmatan rawatan dan pemulihan dadah. Akta baru ini juga akan meningkatkan akses kepada rawatan dan pemulihan dadah serta membantu kepulihan penyalahgunaan dadah. Keputusan mesyuarat ini akan diangkat kepada jawatankuasa Kabinet membanteras gejala dadah yang akan dipengerusikan oleh Yang Maha Berhormat Perdana Menteri sendiri.
That was Home Minister Dr. Sri Hamza Zainuddin. Shin-Ying, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That was Lee Shin-Ying from BFM's News Desk giving us some updates on Popet Popet Parliament. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.